This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Marianne Gallagher-Little, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. Last name is Gallagher-Little, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, dash, capital L, small I, T-T-L-E. On January 28th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 47-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 125 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 18th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was stopped at a light and rear-ended, period. It was a medium impact type injury and was a new car, period. The patient was in a 2022 Grand Cherokee, and the other vehicle was a Chevy truck, period. The patient was jerked, and later on she developed pain in her neck, comma, mid and low back, comma, and left shoulder, period. She also was having occasional headaches, period. Her thoracic and lumbar pain is described as intermittent, period. It lasts 6 to 8 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee with burning and tingling, period. She was treated with several injections as well as nerve ablation, physical therapy, and medicine, period. New paragraph. Her cervical and left shoulder pain is intermittent, period. It is 4 to 6 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing, burning pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It radiates to the back of the neck, period. She was treated with injections, physical therapy, and medication, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was the next day she was seen at Johnson Memorial, immediate care. They did x-rays. She was treated and released, period. She followed up at Ortho Indy, seen several times. She also had an ablation as well as medicine, physical therapy, and injections, period. She was seen at Community Spine Center and had several back and shoulder injections, period. She had MRIs of her back, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. The patient has problems sleeping, comma, exercising, comma, sex, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, and she can't sleep on her left side, period. New paragraph. Medications include ADHD medicine, comma, spironolactone, comma, amitriptyline, comma, stomach medicine, comma, dry hand medicine, comma, acetaminophen, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. Present treatment for this condition includes prescription acetaminophen, over-the-counters, and exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for difficulty focusing, comma, dry hands, comma, insomnia, comma, uterine fibroids, comma, asthma, comma, and myofascial pain syndrome, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for the eye, comma, breast reduction and lift, comma, carpal tunnel, comma, DNC, comma, and sinus surgery, period. Past traumatic medical history reveals a low back was injured in an automobile accident in 2002. She was treated with physical therapy and injections. She has had chronic low back pain, and in April of 2022 was treated by Dr. Steinberg, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 2006. There was no significant injury or treatment, period. The patient never injured her left shoulder in the past period. She has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents other than the 2002 auto accident, period. None of the minor accidents required any significant treatment, period. She has not had work injuries, period. In 2020, she had some slight left shoulder pain that was thought due to breasts being large, but that was not, period. The automobile accident of May of 22 aggravated the prior left shoulder pain by at least 60%, period. New paragraph. Occupation. She is a detective slash quartermaster full-time, period. She works with pain, period. She missed approximately 20 days of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Initial urgent care visit. May 19th of 2022. Driver of a smaller SUV, restrained, rear-ended, sitting still at a stoplight, May 18th, 2022. Noticed increased neck and left shoulder pain, period. On physical examination, pain with palpation. Tenderness to palpation medial to the scapula at the paraspinal border of the upper thoracic spine. Assessment, motor vehicle accident driver, and thoracic back pain, period. Johnson Memorial Hospital, February 16th, 2023. Ultrasound evaluation of the left shoulder. Mild osteoarthritis of the left glenohumeral joint, period. Johnson Memorial Hospital, November 4th, 2022, presents to have an acupuncture treatment, period. She has a long history of myofascial pain syndrome, period. She apparently was recently involved in a car accident and has had an exacerbation of her upper back and shoulder pain, as well as bilateral hip pain, period. Had a lower lumbar radio frequency ablation that has reportedly helped her low back pain, period. Bilateral hip pain that has been ongoing for months, period. Johnson Memorial Hospital office visit note, October 20th, 2023, 46-year-old female presenting to established care, followed by community spine due to chronic back pain following a motor vehicle accident that occurred last year, period. She is scheduled for radio frequency ablation in her neck next week, period. Office note, Johnson Memorial, December 13th, 2022. Reproducible tenderness to the left shoulder area. The subacromial bursa period. Assessment, subacromial bursitis of the left shoulder. Ordered Kenalog intraarticular. Number two, myofascial pain syndrome, period. Community Spine Center South, July 23rd, 2024. I spoke with Marianne following her caudal epidural steroid injection on July 22nd of 24, period. Spine Center South, MRI of the lumbar spine, November 20th, 2023. At L3-4, diffuse bulge. Crowding of the traversing left L4 nerve. At L4-5, diffuse disc bulge with a superimposed central disc protrusion period. At L5-S1, diffuse disc bulge period. Community Spine Center, June 27th, 2024, continues to have significant back and leg pain that is negatively impacting her ability to function, period. On exam, she has some tenderness in the back and some weakness of the legs. I offered an epidural. May 23rd, 2023, Community Spine Center. She has had pain in her left shoulder and low back and right hip, period. She had an MVA in May of 2022 and did not have any pain prior to this event, period. Community Spine South, September 13th, 2023. I spoke with Marianne following her pericutaneous radiofrequency neurotomy, period. And they listed the procedures that were done, period. Ortho Indy Northwest, September 15th, 22, follow-up evaluation regarding her back and left shoulder pain, period. Since I last saw her in mid-July, she has had subsequently undergone radiofrequency ablation, period. Impression 1, left shoulder pain, 2, low back pain, 3, lumbar neuritis, 4, spondylosis of the lumbosacral region, period. Team Rehab Physical Therapy, November 9th, 2023. Patient seen for low back pain following car accident in May 2022, period. She demonstrates decreased lumbar range of motion, comma, poor hip flexibility, comma, core instability, period. This is limiting her ability to perform the functional activities, period. She would benefit by skilled physical therapy, period. Initial evaluation, team rehab, physical therapy, October 31st, 2023. Had car accident in May 2022. Went to orthodoc and had meds, comma, cortisone injections, comma, physical therapy, comma, acupuncture, comma, and chiro, but nothing worked, period. Then had radiofrequency ablation, but only lasted 6 months, and has since tried physical therapy again and another injection in the right sacroiliac joint in September 2023. Now trying physical therapy again, period. Team rehab note, actually it was a statement, her final balance of expenses, $2,940. This does seem reasonable and appropriate to me, Dr. Mandel, period. Orthopedic note evaluation by Heather Williams, MD of Dane Street, D-A-N-E Street. Report date, January 9th of 2024. my comment, Dr. Mandel's, are this seems inappropriate and invalid because this doctor never took the history or talked to the patient, as well as never performed a physical examination, period. There's a great deal of bias, and I feel, in this report. And I, Dr. Mandel, totally disagree with this, period. In their long report, they talked about pre-injury records and treatment for which she did have, and the patient did admit, to her low back. As well as her right hip areas, period. They go through the diagnostic studies that were done. And this doctor basically felt that only the left shoulder pain and neck pain can be contributed to the accident of May 18th, 2022. The doctor felt that the low back pain and right hip pain existed prior to the accident and were likely not caused by the accident, period. They felt that after October 17th, 2022, her care was no longer related to the accident, period. They state that the patient did not suffer any permanent injuries or impairment from this auto accident, period. And what I feel is really egregious is that they say that the motor vehicle accident should not affect the claimant's ability to perform activities of daily living, period. I, Dr. Mandel, for the life of me, don't know how they can make such a statement without talking to her and taking her history, let alone not performing a physical examination, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma. Side bending on the left by 8 degrees, comma, on the right by 10 degrees, comma, decreased rotation by 4 degrees on the left and 6 degrees on the right, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Left shoulder examination was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder examination revealed tenderness on palpation, period. There was crepitance on range of motion with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion on the right was diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, diminished by 32 degrees, comma. And internal rotation diminished by 18 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation. There was diminished strength, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Lumbar extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 72 degrees right and 88 degrees left. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. The patient was unable to walk on the tiptoes, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 18th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. I totally disagree with Dr. Heather Williams' determination as to when her care was no longer related to the accident. She arbitrarily picked a date of October 17th, 2022, period. The patient still continues to require care for this injury, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical and left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 2, aggravation of pre-existing lumbar pain with lumbar strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, L3-4 disc bulge with herniated nucleus pulposus, comma, L5-S1 disc bulge, period. Number 3, cephalgia, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 18th, 2022, period. It is my feeling that this automobile accident has reactivated difficulties with her left shoulder as well as problems in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, it is my feeling that the patient does have a permanent impairment, which would be new to the cervical and left shoulder regions as a result of the automobile accident of May 18th, 2022, period. This automobile accident has also aggravated her prior lumbar area, creating more permanency, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical, lumbar, and left shoulder regions for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all 3 areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter and anti-inflammatory medications would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her neck and shoulders would cost approximately $3,000, period. She may need some ablations at a cost of $4,000, period. Down the road, she may need a surgical intervention on her back, but that would only be partially contributed to by this automobile accident, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.